Once, when Jacob was cooking some stew, Esau came in from the open country, famished. He said to Jacob, "Quick, let me have some of that red stew. I'm famished." That is why he was called Edom. Jacob replied, "First sell me your birthright." "Look, I am about to die," Esau said. "What good is the birthright to me?" But Jacob said, "Swear to me first." So he swore an oath to him, selling his birthright to Jacob. Have you ever heard the saying, "No one values what they have until they lose it"? You have heard it, haven't you? It is a quite common saying, but it teaches a lot of truth, because when we have something, sometimes we not even enjoy it. We journey through life always comparing things we could have with things we already have. And we work and work with the objective of obtaining those things we do not have, and at the end, we do not get them. So, we do not get to enjoy those things we never got, but neither do we enjoy the things we already have. I wonder if you have experienced this. How many times have you let opportunities go by? On the one hand, because we have our mind working, thinking about what we could have gotten yesterday, which we did not get, and also thinking about what we are trying to get today, because we do not have it. In the end, we do not get one or the other. Things that happened in the past stayed behind. We cannot live the present remembering what happened yesterday. Neither can we live the present thinking about what we could obtain tomorrow. At the end, when we lose what we had, or when the opportunities vanish, we begin to cry and get sad. Perhaps we look for people to blame. Perhaps we look up to heaven and ask God, "Why me?" But it's not about God. It is not about other people. I hope that you can understand me. It is about that you did not take advantage of the present, the gift that God gives you today. This happened to us in our relationships. If you are a Christian and you are developing a ministry, it happens in our ministry. It happens in our life decisions. We let so many things go by. When we had them in our hands, we did not take advantage of them and we let them go. And now we need them. I have talked with many individuals that nowadays are working, and it is not that they have a bad job, but they complain because when they had the opportunity to study and become professionals, they did not take advantage of it. They thought that their money was going to be forever in their pockets. And today, they are experiencing difficulties. They have jobs which they are not happy with, but they have to work there, otherwise they do not eat. They take responsibility for the decisions they made, but they also acknowledge that they did not value what they had. I have the opportunity to counsel persons who are about to get a divorce, leaving their children up in the air, looking for a new experience. The first thing I mention to them is the importance of realizing how blessed we are for having these persons that God has placed next to us. Quite often we go out looking for things we do not have to look for, and we let go of what the Lord already gave us. The man leaves his home looking for another woman. The woman leaves her home looking for another man. Their children are left up in the air, totally destroyed, finished, sad, because of the adult's decisions, their parents' decisions. And at the end, if you are a man, the woman you left with left you for another man. If you are a woman, the man you left with left you for another woman. What made you think that a person who seduces you, knowing that you are married and that you have a family, what made you think that this person was not going to do the same thing after a while, and that then you would be the affected one? And at the end, I want you to forgive the expression. At the end, you end up without bread and without cheese. You end up with nothing, alone, with rebellious children because you did not value them, with a spouse with a tremendous pain in her or his heart because you discarded her or him. And you begin to drag ruin and curse upon your life. Maybe you think you are okay right now. Perhaps you listen to this audio to get it out of the way. But I want to tell you a story about someone who went through the same thing that perhaps is happening to you. The Bible says further up in the book of Hebrews that as much as he tried with tears, as much as he tried with tears to redo his life, asking for forgiveness and regain what belonged to him, it was impossible. Perhaps you say, yes, but God is merciful, but God is a merciful God, powerful, and he does wonders. Of course he does. God continues doing wonders. God continues doing powerful things. But when you do not take advantage of the opportunities, you will have to pay a price. And you will have to patiently wait for the restoration of all things to come in your life. Of course that God can do it. The Bible mentions that there were two brothers. One was named Jacob and the other one was named Esau. They were twins, but Esau was born first. They were two brothers who loved each other. They walked together. But they had different characteristics. Esau liked hunting, so he liked to spend time in the woods, hunting, working. Jacob was calmer, a homeboy. He liked to help his mother. And, well, the Bible mentions that each parent had their preference. Isaac preferred Esau because each time Esau went out hunting, he brought him meat and prepared it for him. Esau was attentive to him. But Isaac's wife, Rebekah, preferred Jacob because he was a neat man who was home helping her. Then the children grew up. In their tradition, the older son received the father's inheritance and the younger son served the older son. But in the life of these two young men, everything begins to change. When the moment arrived for Isaac to give his blessing to his older son, Esau. Before this moment arrived, Jacob was determined to have Esau's birthright. He wanted to have this blessing because he knew it was his father's blessing and it was going to put a mark on him forever. He knew that his father's blessing was always going to accompany him, and whatever his father said over the blessing, it would be fulfilled. Yes, it was a father's blessing. And a moment presented itself. An opportunity presented itself. Isa comes home from hunting exhausted, and he's very hungry. He finds Jacob cooking a soup, a red soup. Some say that perhaps it was lentil soup. Others say it was a stew. But anyway, what I am interested in teaching you right now is that Isa arrived exhausted and asked his brother for food. And his brother took advantage and said to him, actually, and said to himself, "This is the moment." Then said to his brother, "I will give you food, but because you are my brother, I need us to make a deal." So Isa took advantage. Actually, so Jacob took advantage of Isa's need and said, "I want you to give me your birthright." Esau did not pay attention to the agreement he made with his brother Jacob and exchanged his birthright for very little. He valued his hunger more. He had not learned to value what was his. He had not learned the importance of his birthright. But Jacob had. They made a deal. Jacob gave him food. And Isa left, giving Jacob his birthright. Later, when Isaac blessed Jacob instead of Isa, even if Isa poured tears, even if he became enraged and wanted to claim what was his, it was too late because Isaac had given the blessing to Jacob. This makes me think about what I was previously talking to you. How many times have we cried over what we did not value at some point? Perhaps you are receiving this audio. Listen well. And you could say, "I value everything. But how is your marriage? Are you valuing your wife? Are you valuing your husband? Are you valuing your children? Children who are listening to me, are you valuing your parents? What will happen if tomorrow God decides that mom and dad will no longer be around? Could the result be bringing flowers in front of a grave and cry? What will happen if things change in the blink of an eye? Would you be able to say that you lived your life, or you were thinking about what you did not have, or about what you wanted to achieve, so you did not enjoy what you had today? Sometimes we are so conditioned to give a lot of excuses. "I do not enjoy myself because I don't have any money. I don't go out because I don't have this or that. My wife and I, you know, have learned that at home, when there is love, when God is there, when there is peace, when there is harmony, when we love each other, we can confront circumstances together. And we can cry together at all times. We can laugh together at all times because God is there and we take advantage of every moment. We have learned to enjoy a 5,000 pesos bill which is about $1.32, and do not have anything else. Regardless of this, we can still say, let's take the children out. So we go for a walk. We go around the block. We go to the park in the corner. We go to buy small ice cream cones for 1,000 pesos each, which is about 26 cents in American money. We enjoy each moment. Sometimes we say, when I have, then I will take advantage and enjoy myself. Why don't you enjoy the now? What are you waiting for? You already get home and your children are in their own rooms, in their computers. Already an exchange of words happens through WhatsApp. There is no longer communication. There is no longer sharing. Once a woman was expressing in her counseling session, Pastor, I am in love with my husband, with a WhatsApp guy. What? How could you be in love with a WhatsApp guy? Yes, because when my husband is not with me, he tells me the most beautiful words in WhatsApp. When he gets home, he doesn't tell me anything. I like the WhatsApp guy. It is sad. Yes, it is sad what we see daily. We are either getting more and more desperate, or we do not care what we lose. But when we lose it, then it's our turn to pay an extremely high price. If you are in this position today, preoccupied over things that are not important instead of focusing on what it is really important, I invite you to listen to this audio, please, so you can make the best decision, since you still have the opportunity. If there is life, there is hope. This is the moment. And if you say, Pastor, this word is for me because I lost everything and now I am alone with nothing left, I come to give you good news today. Open your heart to God and allow Him to restore your heart. He will be able to restore everything else, because while there is life, there is hope. Do not leave it for tomorrow. Today is the moment. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for what you teach us. Thank you for your immense love. And thank you because we can learn, Lord. Let your mercies be renewed each morning. Forgive us, because we often get distracted with so many things that we stop being grateful and we lose contentment with what we have. When we need it, then we value it. Help us to value what we have now, and do not wait until we lose it. And those who had lost it, I pray for them so you can strengthen them and give them comfort and hope. In the name of Jesus. Amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He reminds you that God always arrives just in time. He invites you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Just in Time Devotionals. He wants you to know that you can follow him in Instagram under Pastor Elias H. C. He sends you blessings.